You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Empire Antiques in Sylvester, Georgia, Destiny Fitness, Five Star Nutrition, Crunch Fitness, Wintersville Fitness, Fit Mix, Valdosta Bike Center, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Max Fitness of Warner Robins. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2023.
It is 2023, and we're starting off great this year.
Absolutely.
It's exciting.
It is. Already been some good things happened,
and we're just glad to be alive. God's blessed us. We had a tremendous Christmas and New Year's, did we not?
And the Georgia Bulldogs won.
They absolutely did. Sean Eikenberry, thank you for joining us, and condolences to you and your family as you lost a loved one. We are thinking of you and praying for you during this time.
Absolutely.
But we had a lot going on over the holidays. We were on that road. We were burning the rubber on the road.
We were road warriors, yes.
We certainly were. But a great time with family and friends and grandchildren and extended family all the way from Florida to Georgia to Ohio.
Right. And when you have a big family and they're spread out, then, you know, you end up like us. You have about four Christmases in 5 days,
yes,
something like that.
That's so what we did. We had four Christmases in 5 days.
We hosted Christmas on the 23rd, early Christmas for some of our family. And then the ones that couldn't be there, we hosted again on New Year, Christmas Eve.
That's right.
And then on Christmas Day, we were off to St. Augustine. And then at 6:30 in the morning on the 26th, we were on the road driving all the way to Ohio to see my brother, his family, sister, her family, and all those 97 nieces and nephews and cousins.
Yeah, there's hundreds of nieces and nephews in Ohio.
So, yeah, that was 800 miles one way.
Yeah, it was. Michael, thank you for joining us today. Happy New Year to all of you. Yeah, it was just, but you know, Jim, you know, we call ourselves a blended family. We're kind of like the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with that comes some challenges that we've had to overcome over the years, you know, and but it's been good.
Well, you know, and it's not like when all the kids are young. You know, all the so-called kids are young adults now, and they have spouses or fiancés or girlfriends, you know, and that, and so it's like, well, you know, I have to spend, you know, this time with her parents or her family, you know, well, I got to spend this time with the other side of the family. So, you know, and you got to take that all into consideration and just be flexible and, you know, do what you can. And we kind of try to make it easy for them and say, hey, look, we're not going to get our feelings hurt. You know, just come and see us when you can.
That's right. So, you know, because they're getting grown and have their own families, like you said, and they have their things they want to do. So
yeah, and you know, if not everybody can make it on December 25th, you know, that's, we say, hey, that's okay, because chances are Jesus probably wasn't really born on December 25th, so
right.
24th is okay, 23rd is okay, the 26th is okay, whatever.
That's right, that's right. Well, Sam McCord, Happy New Year, and thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk for our first show of 2023. And Jim, I'm so excited because we have got in the studio a very special guest that's going to be talking about a great event coming to Valdosta.
That's right. And we have a young man that he's on the ball. He's pretty sharp. And, you know, in talking just a little bit already about his event, I just know. I know it is going to be well organized and it's going to be a good one.
It is. This young man, I've watched him grow up. He is just very special to me. He was special to my son, Christian, as well. And as a matter of fact, Christian and I just had a conversation when I told him that he was going to be on the show with us tonight. Christian was just floored. He was excited. You know, we're going to bring him on here in just a little while. But I'll go ahead and tell y'all who it is. It's our own Jake Croft here from Valdosta. Jake, say hello to
everybody.
Welcome
to Fit Talk, Jake.
Thank you all for having me.
Well, we're excited, and we're going to talk more in detail in just a moment. Let's say hello to Jody Benson. Jody, thank you for joining us today, and Happy New Year 2023. So, but Jim, you know, we have got a lot of things happening here with Fit Talk coming up. I just had a great idea, and I had a talk with my graphic artist today, and about the Fit Talk magazine. So I'm excited about that. The winter edition will be coming out probably the end of this month, 1st of February. And it will have all the information in it that people will need about Georgia MPC, about MPC Night of the Gladiators, which will be August the 26th. So we're really, really excited about that. And I think MPC Night of the Gladiators is going to be a huge event, even bigger than it was last year.
I certainly hope so. I thought it was a great show last year, and I'm looking forward to helping you make it even better this year.
Absolutely. Blake, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us on Facebook.
Yeah, all the way from Canada. Thank you for tuning in and being with Jim and I. Happy New Year to you. I'm following you on Facebook and all that you're doing. You're doing so many great things, Blake, and inspiring so many, many people. It's just been a great year. We've had some sadness last year with the loss of my sweet mother-in-law, your mother, Miss Betty. But we're blessed, Jim. We are just blessed beyond measure. And I think that's one of the words that I used on a post that I posted recently with our picture at Christmas. I just feel blessed beyond measure.
And so do I.
With everything in our life. Not everything is perfect. I wish I'd, felt better some days. But you know what? I woke up this morning, I opened my eyes, and I said, thank you, Lord, that my eyes open and that I'm here to serve you and to bless you one more day.
Same here.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come right back and bring Dr. Jake Croft on, and he's going to tell us all about his great project and event that's going to be coming up in April, Jim.
All right, we'll be back.
And this is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochrane, Columbus, Cordial, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is thrilled to announce the addition of the AeroLase Neo Elite Laser. This device is loved worldwide because it is safe and effective for all skin tones. The AeroLase Laser is FDA approved to treat over 30 different skin conditions, including acne, unwanted hair growth, hyperpigmentation, and so much more. This device also offers complete skin rejuvenation, erase fine lines and wrinkles. Say goodbye to those age spots and redness. Now is your chance to completely improve your skin's tone and texture. There's absolutely no downtime and minimal to no pain, as seen on Vogue, BuzzFeed, The Today Show, and plenty more. Learn what all the hype is about by calling Valdosta Health and Wellness at 229-469-6137 to learn more about AeroLase Laser Therapy, offering special prices for a limited time.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And let's say hello to Gene Mulkey all the way from Dexter, Georgia. Gene, thank you for joining us here tonight. Great to see you. Happy New Year to you. Also, Brenda Morris, thank you for watching us here tonight, joining us here tonight. But we have our special guest here, Dr. Jake Croft. Jake, come up here so these people can see you right here on Facebook Live. There you go. Well, Jake, you know, you and I go back a long way. I feel almost like I'm kind of your mother, because I remember that young little skinny boy at the gym trying to put on some muscle.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. That was a long time ago.
It doesn't seem that long to me. It seems like it was just yesterday, but you're right. It was a long time ago. I mean, almost a lifetime, because, you know, you've gone to college, you've done well, and you have gotten married, and you have 2 kids. So I know it was a while.
And he did put on some muscle.
He did put on some muscle. I mean, for real, he put on some muscle. So, but, you know, you go back. I know my son Christian, he just thinks the world of you. And you know, I know that he still doesn't. We had a conversation about you earlier today, and I told him you were going to be on the show, and he was so excited. He said, is he still having that competition in April? I said, yes, that's what he's going to be on the show about. So you know, you started out in the gym, and you were lifting weights. You did some men's physique competitions, did you not, in MPC?
I did.
And went to college, and now you were brought to Valdosta this great event coming in April. Tell us just a little bit about this, and tell me how in the world you got involved in this.
Sure, absolutely. So, yeah, I competed in bodybuilding for about 6 years. Christian, your son, was my first bodybuilding coach. And him and Jake Reeves and I were kind of a little crew, and competed and did quite a few shows and did the men's physique and the classic physique, and I loved it. And it was an incredible sport, but it was incredibly demanding as well. I did that into my graduate program when I went off to school. My now wife and I got married, and we were down in Florida, and I found out that while it's not impossible to be a competitive bodybuilder and maintain balance in other areas of your life, I found that it was incredibly difficult for myself. And so I completely cold turkey quit bodybuilding, and that kind of threw me out of whack in terms of fitness or training. And fitness is a must, right? Competitive bodybuilding wasn't a must, but fitness is a must. And so I tried to find a love of running again. I tried to do these other different things, and kind of found my way back into the gym a little bit when we moved back here, and we're here for a couple of years. And about 2 years ago, going on almost 2 years ago, I had a patient who was involved in strongman, the sport of strongman. And I grew up as a child watching it, as most people, or a lot of people do, on ESPN, and it was the world's strongest man, right? With those behemoths of men, guys that are, you know, 6'8", 6'9", 400 pounds, doing all this stuff on TV. And I, as a young child, and even, you know, in my teenage years, and even in my 20s, I thought that was the only area of that sport. I didn't know that there was an amateur world to it. And I had a patient one day who just let me know, hey, you know, I tweaked my back, I need some help, I'm training for this strongman competition. I had no idea that there were such amateur levels available to people to compete. And I'm like, hey, you know, I've always thought that was really cool. I'm not really involved in anything competitive, and I have to have a competitive outlet. So let me look into this. And so I looked into it a little bit, and I was like, hey, this sounds like it could be fun. And then, as I do with so many things, I just dove head first into the deep end and became absolutely obsessed, and it's been like that for about 2 years now.
You know, I've been following you for, well, I've been following you for the whole time, but I watch you and I see all the things you do on Instagram and Facebook. I mean, it's just incredible. You're picking up those big balls. You're walking with those weights. And I think I saw Lacey in holding a baby doing your time. And I was like, oh my gosh. And you had done it like in 8 seconds, I think, or whatever. I mean, it's incredible what you're doing. And I mean, you're not a big guy, Jake.
Right.
So how does this work? How can your body do some of these things? I mean, you're not a 450-pound guy,
sure.
you know, but you're doing it.
Of course.
And you're making it look very easy.
Of course. Well, thank you. It's I believe me, for every video you see me post where I'm doing something that looks impressive, there are 10 of them that I just fall on my face. But thankfully for the sport...
Are you not posting those?
No, not at all.
We're missing the good stuff.
I tell you what, Jim, I'll put a compilation together of all of my failures.
right. That will go viral.
That will go viral.
But thankfully, Strongman is divided into weight classes, especially the amateur level. We're divided into weight classes. When you get to the professional level, because the world's strongest man competitors are professional strongmen, but there are professional strongmen that are not in that world's strongest man, or what we call it, you know, the Giants Live Arena or anything like that. But even on this amateur level, they're very, very broken up into small weight classes. The weight class that I compete in is what we call the lightweight men's class, and it's at 181 pounds. Now, I'll have to cut to that. People do, as with many other sports, people cut weight to make weight for a weight class, to be able to compete in it. Not all bodybuilders, but some of them had to do that. But weight classes help because you're competing against people who are of relatively a close size to you. Now, when I say size, the only thing I have to go off is body weight, right? Because somebody could be really tall and lean, or somebody could be really short and really thick, right? But I think the other thing is just, you know, the saying goes that you are going to be bad at something until you do it more, right? The only way that you're going to not be bad at something is to do it over and over and over again. Repetition is the mother of all skill. So all of these things that I'm able to do at this point, there are many, many, many months of me just putting my hands on those implements over and over and over and over again. When I started bodybuilding, when I got into a gym, when I quit wrestling and had to find something in a gym or some type of fitness thing, I didn't know how to lift a barbell or I didn't know how to lift dumbbells. Nobody does, you know, until they start doing something. So I didn't know how to move a sandbag. I didn't know how to move an Atlas Stone or a log or Farmers or anything like that until I started doing it. And when I started doing it, I was awful at first, right? And I'm still not that good, but I'm better than I used to be, and that's just because I'm doing it over and over.
Well, it's so interesting to me and you know, to see some of the things that you're doing. Now, so you got involved in this. Well, how did you get involved in actually bringing a strongman event to Valdosta? How did that come about?
So I've competed in multiple competitions, and they are a few hours away, all of them. Georgia does not have a ton of strongman competitions on this amateur level in the state of Georgia. Now, Alabama is huge. There are dozens and dozens and dozens throughout a year's time in Alabama, and there are a ton in Florida as well, but not that many in Georgia. The closest strongman gyms that have equipment that are, because almost everything in strongman is a unique implement. You know, we rarely lift, sometimes we do, but we rarely lift on just a barbell, or we almost never use normal dumbbells or things like that. So the only strongman gyms with equipment that is unique to strongman are going to be Macon. There's one in Macon, there's one in Tallahassee. So it's either a couple hours north or an hour and a half south. And most of the time, competitions are only put on in areas where there are strongman gyms that will support the competition, right? And as I'm, you know, doing this and I'm posting these videos over the past couple of years and me doing these things, I've had several people in the area reach out and say, hey, this looks awesome. This looks really interesting. I'd love to get into this kind of training, so on and so forth. But there's just nowhere around here to expose people to that type of stuff. And I'm hoping to, and my efforts in doing this, my desire to do this, is to help introduce strongman to South Georgia. And, you know, there's two other guys, Dylan Meeks and Lance Vaughn, who both of them are instrumental in you know, Lance Vaughn was really instrumental in helping me in my first few competitions. And Dylan Meeks as well. I've trained with him. And those are the only two other guys in the area that I know of. And there could be others that I'm just not aware of, that I know of, that are involved in strongman. Man. That's three people in all of South Georgia that I know of. So I just really want to expose Valdosta and South Georgia as a whole to the sport because I think people would fall in love with it. I think and I'll tell you what, the reason that I abandoned the other stuff and went into strongman is because I love lifting on a barbell. I love lifting on dumbbells. I love lifting on a cable machine in a commercial gym. But I did that for 10 years straight, and it did kind of, for lack of a better term, start to get a little boring to me. And so this might be an outlet for someone who needs a new form of fitness, something that's going to spark their interest and that will keep them involved in keeping their body healthy and strong.
Well, Jake, you really I hear myself talking because for 10 years, you know, we waited to get a Georgia MPC show, bodybuilding show here in South Georgia. Mm-hmm. So for South Georgia to solidify a bodybuilding show, now we've got a strongman competition. I mean, that's incredible.
Yes.
I mean, that, finally the South is waking up to some of these things. Because you're right, there were bodybuilding shows up north, you know, in Georgia and Alabama, Florida is full of them. So I just think this is great that you have brought this event. Now, tell me what some of the events are going to be about. How would somebody go about entering this? Now, I've reposted everything that you've been posting about mm-hmm. it. But what about somebody who's just starting out? Could somebody who's just starting out become involved in this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have novice classes, just like almost every other competitive sport. We have novice classes that are meant for people who have either not been exposed to these types of implements before or who have very limited exposure to them. And so the novice divisions are for those who want to maybe dip their toes in the idea of competitive strongman. So yes, absolutely. We have those novice divisions and people are able to register who have never even touched anything. You wouldn't believe every single strongman competition I have done, there have been competitors there who have never touched anything that they're competing with. Now, is that optimal? Of course not, right? Of course it would be better if someone could touch a log or touch a sandbag or touch a stone before they are in a competitive environment for doing so. But that doesn't mean that it's not impossible. That doesn't mean that it's impossible to be able to compete at that level having never touched those things. And the way that they can do that is ironpodium.com. That's the kind of the launching site for all these competitions. They would just go to ironpodium.com and search for South Georgia's Strongest Man. That's the name of the competition. So we have a Georgia Strongest Man, we have a Central Georgia Strongest Man, and this is what will be South Georgia Strongest Man. And they would search for that one and register that way.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. So this is a sanctioned event.
Yes.
It's a sanctioned event. My child is calling me, and he knows it's Thursday night, but he does it invariably, so I'll just ignore him. But anyway, so it's a sanctioned event.
Yes.
And is it an all-day thing? I mean, your bodybuilding's morning and night.
Sure.
What does this entail, and where will the event be held?
Yeah, so it is sanctioned through United States Strongman, and I'll cover what you just asked, but I just realized I didn't answer your previous question about the events. So we do. We have five events. And in order, those events are going to be sandbag to shoulder. So
that's a sandbag picking it up from the ground to mm-hmm. your shoulder. Do you have an old man division for Jim? I'm going to put Jim in the old man division.
We absolutely do. It is called a master's division.
We knew that was coming, didn't we, Mike?
Yeah, we did.
If we brought a sword swallower on this show, I think she would volunteer. Hey, Jim, we'll do that. Yeah.
But you like all this kind of stuff. You like that competitive. Talk about your competitive. Jake's competitive spirit. This man's got a competitive spirit. He's the man who tried to go into the MMA ring, and the doctor forbid him because of his back. He says, Mr. Wells, do you want to be paralyzed for the rest of your life? But he would have done it if he could.
But yes, we have a master's class, and Jim, you're more than welcome. We'd be happy.
Thank
to
you,
have
Jake.
You. Absolutely. But yes, it's taking a sandbag from the ground and getting it to your shoulder and taking one arm off, and it's how many times can you do that in a minute? So most strongman events are going to be a max event, so a max something, a max deadlift, a max log, a max whatever, or how fast can you do something, or how many times can you do something in a minute. And so that's what that first event is, a sandbag to shoulder. How many times can you put the sandbag on your shoulder in a minute? The second event is log press. How many times can you press the log at the given weight for your weight class in a minute? The third event is going to be a carry and load medley. This is one of the ones I'm the most excited about.
Is that the thing that I've been seeing you doing, the carry and load?
So that's part of it. Yeah. So this one is it starts with a farmer's carry, which if you don't know what that is, it's you can't see me. So imagine just carrying your suitcases. Imagine carrying a suitcase in each hand, but each of those suitcases weighs a couple hundred pounds. For certain weight classes, that would obviously vary, but you pick the farmer's handles up and you walk 50 feet with them and you drop them. You turn around, you run back. There's going to be a keg filled to a certain weight. You pick the keg up, you carry it 50 feet, and you load it onto a platform. You come back. There's going to be a tire. And when I say a tire, you're going to either think of a tiny car tire or you're going to think of a tractor tire. It's neither one of those. It's going to be somewhere in the middle. For example, our super heavyweight men, I went and got a tire that they put on cement trucks. It weighs about 170 pounds. So you'll come get the tire. You'll pick the tire up. You'll carry it 50 feet, load it on. And then we have a mystery object, which I'm really excited about. So the athletes are not going to know what it is. It's going to be some odd object, as all strongman objects are. But nobody's going to know what it is until the day of the event. The fourth event is bag over bar. So we'll have a bar set to a height of about 13, 14, or 15 feet, depending on the class. And then we have sandbags with handles on them that weigh somewhere between 20 to 50 pounds. And you have to throw the bags over the bar. And then the last event, the classic strongman event in my mind, is the Atlas Stone Ladder. So we are going to have five Atlas Stones. And if you don't know what an Atlas Stone is, you can Google image it. It is just a gigantic ball of concrete. Think of that, a gigantic ball of concrete. And we are going to have five Atlas Stones, and you're going to load them in order from lightest to heaviest, and that will be our five events. And then however you score compared to your competitors in your fellow competitors in your weight class, that will map out who wins at the end.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like that's going to be fun to watch, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll definitely be coming to cover that.
I've always enjoyed watching it, even on TV.
Right,
so,
right.
To see it live, I've never done that. But
no,
sounds like fun.
We've never seen that live. But we'll be excited to cover that event. I want to say hello to Beverly May Smith, all the way from Ohio.
Right.
Our family. And Aubrey, thank you for joining us. Happy New Year to all of y'all. Well, Jake, this is April the 15th now. Here in Valdosta. So tell us where the event's going to be.
Yes, so super excited that we just got approved. It's going to be held in the parking lot of the Valdosta Mall, over there where the fair is usually held on Baytree.
Okay.
Yeah, so strongman is a spectator sport. This competition is for the athletes, yes, but there is, you know, when somebody usually thinks of strongman and they don't know of the strongman, modern strongman sport, they think of the classic strongman in the circus,
right?
So it's a spectacle. It's meant to be watched and admired and everybody to ooh and ah, because there's incredible stuff that these athletes do.
Right.
And so I wanted to try and get it in a location where there is a bunch of traffic, and on a Saturday in Valdosta, the most traffic I could think of would be the Valdosta Mall. So it's going to be in that parking lot, and we're going to have a bunch of food trucks and everything set up, and I'm hoping that the community will come around once they see, hey, what's going on over there, and they'll stop by and they'll see this, and they'll, one, obviously support our athletes. Support everybody, because there are going to be a lot of people traveling from Georgia. You know, we've got people registered already from Alabama, from Florida. So come and support the athletes. But also, maybe, you know, it'll spark their interest. They might be saying, hey, what is this? Maybe it's something that I could get into. Maybe someone who isn't training right now or is involved in no form of exercise or fitness, they'll say, hey, you know, I don't want to go to a commercial gym, but throwing a sandbag over my shoulder in the backyard sounds fun. So maybe it'll catch people's eye.
Well, I hope that there might even be listeners right now, this evening, who are either involved in the sport that you don't know yet,
yes,
or are interested, and we'll reach out to you.
Yes, please do.
Well, we are going to take a commercial break, then we're going to come back, and Jim's going to join you over here in the hot seat, and we're going to find out a little bit more about this and what we can do to help, or what anybody else can do to help. And if you have questions for Dr. Jake Croft, you can call us at 241-1059, and he'll be glad to answer any of the questions that you might have about the strongman competition, and if you're interested. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is thrilled to announce the addition of the AeroLase Neo Elite Laser. This device is loved worldwide because it is safe and effective for all skin tones. The AeroLase Laser is FDA approved to treat over 30 different skin conditions, including acne, unwanted hair growth, hyperpigmentation, and so much more. This device also offers complete skin rejuvenation, erase fine lines and wrinkles. Say goodbye to those age spots and redness. Now is your chance to completely improve your skin's tone and texture. There's absolutely no downtime and minimal to no pain, as seen on Vogue, BuzzFeed, The Today Show, and plenty more. Learn what all the hype is about by calling Valdosta Health and Wellness at 229-469-6137 to learn more about AeroLase Laser Therapy, offering special prices for a limited time.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, you're in the hot seat with Dr. Jake Croft.
All right. So, you know, before the break, Jake, we were talking about the upcoming event, the competition, and South Georgia's Strongest Man. So, a couple of questions that came to mind. Is there an entry fee for the athletes?
Yes, there is. So, as with many other sanctioned types of sports, such as bodybuilding, and I just referenced that one because it's the one I have experience with, there's a yearly membership fee for the organization, which I believe is $30. So if, you know, like I bought my membership in when it became available in January, and I was able to use that membership to enter events through the whole year that were under United States Strongman. And then to enter the actual event itself, there is a $75 entry fee.
Okay. And what about, is there a charge for spectators?
no charge for spectators. We want to encourage and welcome as many people as we possibly can. You can come and watch for free. You can bring your kids. You can do whatever you want. You can come. Now, we probably won't have seating available. That's something to be aware of. We won't have bleachers set up or chairs or anything like that, so it'll be standing. But no fee for spectators. You can come and check out the whole competition for free.
But I tell you, you know, it sounds like, you know, bring your lawn chairs.
Yeah.
You're going to have food trucks out there. It sounds like it's a family event. The kids can be out there watching in the parking lot there at the mall where the fair usually is out there off of Bay Tree. It sounds like it's just going to be a fun event, Jake.
Yes, I'm looking forward. I'm trying to make it as you know, again, I'm trying to ride the balance of tailoring it as much as I can to the competitors, to the athletes themselves, but also making it attractive to the community. I want people to be there. I don't want it to be one of the events where it's literally just the athletes, you know, the athletes' families and the promoters there. I want it to be a community type of thing. So I want there to be a lot of spectators there for sure.
Well, Jim and I certainly will be there. We're going to put it on our calendar, and we're going to cover this event.
Jim's competing, right?
Jim's competing. Okay. That's right.
Well, you know, Maria's always wanting me to get involved in all these activities. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I will be involved. You know, now that I've heard some of the details, sure. I will be actively supporting those food trucks.
Yeah, Jim likes to eat. He likes to eat. And now we're in the same decade. We're in our 60s. Both of us are. So that's why I call him the old man competition.
I just had a birthday. Hit that big 6-0.
So I'm teasing.
I cannot say that I'm a decade younger than her.
Yeah, he's been telling people that, and that I was his babysitter, Jake. So, you know, that's been a big joke. But anyway, well, I mean, I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, it's opening up the community to something different. Now, what if somebody wants to train for one of these things, Jake? Where can they go, or what can they do, or how can they train to get ready for this?
Sure. So that is one of the limitations, I will say, for our area, because, as I mentioned earlier, the only gyms, the nearest gyms, I'll say that have equipment available for strongman outside of someone's home gym is going to be somewhere around Macon and somewhere around Tallahassee. So if we're just going north-south. So around here, there's not really any – there aren't really any locations that I'm aware of that have things like Atlas stones or logs or a ton of sandbags or things like that. Now, you know, the two guys I mentioned and myself, we've built up some home gyms. And what I hope to do is, once we get closer to the event, having maybe a couple of classes on a Saturday morning or a Saturday afternoon or something, where if someone's interested, they can come meet us at this place and we'll touch sandbags or something like that so that they can get some exposure to it. But before then, if you're not able to do that, my encouragement would be to find out what those implements are that you would be using in competition and try to mimic them the best you can.
Right.
When I started Strongman, my first sandbag was, I called my dad and asked him if he still had an old duffel bag that I remember seeing in his shed, and he said yes. So I got the old duffel bag, and then I lined it with some trash bags, and I dug a hole in my yard, and I filled it with dirt. And that was what I did. That was the now. You know, since then I've been able to get more sandbags and stuff like that. But that was my first sandbag, and you cannot go wrong. A bag of sand or a bag of dirt is a bag of sand or a bag of dirt. You know, granted, some high quality bags feel different than that old duffel bag that I used to have. But still, it helped me train for my first competition, and it did its job, right? If you see something like a tire or a keg or things that you're not used to moving around in a fitness aspect, try to just grab some. If you have a barrel, or if you have a keg, empty the keg out and fill it with water and take a little cap. You go to Lowe's and get a 2-inch pipe cap, and you just tighten it down, and you carry the log around. If you literally have logs, and when I say logs, I mean like trees, pick them up and just move them around. Strongman's all about just moving around odd, weird implements, odd objects. So as long as you get practice touching other things than a barbell, then you'll be good.
Well, Jake, we have some logs in our yard. So any of y'all that need to get some good practice, we have some logs in our yard where we cut down some trees that we need moved around.
That's awesome.
So we got the logs ready for you.
One of the interesting aspects of the sport I notice is some of these objects that they have to lift and move and handle don't have good handles, right? Like a dumbbell or a barbell.
Yes, grip is one of the biggest factors in strongman, one of the biggest limiting factors, because, you know, you have something like a barbell or dumbbells to hold on to when you're in a commercial gym, but when you've got a sandbag, you can wiggle the sand around a little bit to form a little shelf on the bag to help you pick it up, but it's nothing like gripping a handle on a barbell. Or if you are attacking an Atlas stone, it's literally round. It's smooth. There's nothing to grab. So, yes, most of the implements that we use, some of them do have actual handles, but most of them don't. And that's what gives it another aspect of difficulty.
Jim, I bet if you shake Jake's hand over there, he's got a pretty strong handshake.
I bet he does. Thank you, Aubrey, for joining us on Facebook Live. Sarah Alberson and Wendy Curtis. Hope the Curtis family is doing well.
Yes, hope they are doing well. In Arkansas, we've got a variety of people.
They've made
the big move to Arkansas. So we are... we've got worldwide fans, Jake.
I love it.
Jake, this is exciting. Now, you won't be competing because you're the promoter, correct?
That's correct.
And do you think, how many competitors do you think people are going to come from Florida and from Alabama? Are they excited about coming to Georgia to compete?
Yes. So I hope that we have an incredible turnout. Now, granted, this is a first-year show, right? This is the inaugural event. So people don't have a history with this show yet. Whereas the one that I competed in, one of the ones I competed in last year, and the one I'm planning to compete in March in Macon, is Central Georgia Strongest Man. I think they're going on their 14th or 15th year.
Wow.
The show. So people have a history with those types of shows, which is incredible, and we just have to build that trust with the strongman community.
Sure.
But at this point, we have 17 competitors registered.
Wow.
And that's at a few months out. We actually, today is exactly 100 days away from the competition. And usually with strongman competitions, I don't want to say people wait till the last minute, but you usually see a bump in the numbers towards the 1 month out and a little closer mark. But we would love for everyone to get registered now, not wait. Get registered as soon as they can. We hope to have a lot of competitors, but even if we have a limited number, it's still going to be a great time.
Oh, it is going to be a great time. And of course, we certainly understand that with the bodybuilding community. And it took us, you know, almost 10 years to build a show here. And like I said, we think we're going to have record numbers this year for our EMPC show. And of course, this past year was phenomenal. We'll be excited about that. If you have any questions for Dr. Jake Croft, please give us a call at 241-1059. Well, Jake, I have to go back to your family because, you know, when you do these things, even though it's not bodybuilding, it still takes up time and energy. And how is Lacey and the girls responding to all this?
Yes. So my wife is the most incredible woman that I've ever met, and she has so much grace with me, and she knows that I have a heart to compete in something, and so she supported me 100% when I was competing in bodybuilding. She even competed with me for a few competitions.
And she did well.
She did. She was phenomenal. And now with Strongman, I remember the day that I told her that I wanted to compete in my very first Strongman competition, and she was like, all right, let's do it. And so while she's not necessarily out there in the shop training with me, she is 100% my biggest supporter, and so she loves it. And when I told her I wanted to put on this competition, 100% for it. And she's helping me every step of the way. I rely on her for a lot of things. And my girls, I have two daughters. I have a little over a two-year-old. Her name's Olive. And then I have about an eight-month-old named Violet, my wife and I do. And I think Olive is to the point now. They've all come to all of my competitions. My wife is very creative, and she made them shirts and onesies that say "Daddy is number one."
How cute!
And so, my first few competitions, Olive was, you know, still young, too young to really know what was going on. But I feel like at this point, she is just so wild and so aware, and she's learning stuff new every day. That whenever we get to this competition in March, I have no doubt she's going to be standing on the sidelines screaming "Go, Daddy!" or something like that.
Yeah.
But yes, Lacey. My wife loves it. She loves watching me compete. She loves supporting me in competition. And I tell you what, it's funny. When I did my first competition and I posted some videos of that competition, I got – because my wife would film all of those events for me. She's the one behind the camera. I got more comments on social media and in person about how loud my wife was screaming than I did on me competing, which I loved because she's behind the phone just screaming and screaming, and I'm sitting there, you know, straining, and my you know, veins are popping out of my face, and I'm doing stuff that could, you know, potentially pretty badly injure me, and she's just screaming, "One more, do one more," or something like that. So she's all for it. She loves it.
That's what I'll be doing, Jim. I'll be screaming, "Do one more, Jim. Yes. Yeah. Do one more."
Yeah.
One more bite.
One more hernia. One more hernia.
No, we don't want any more of those. Yeah, Jake, Jim has trouble with those things, those hernias, so we don't need to be doing strongman competitions. So he really doesn't need to be lifting weights, but he still does do that, thank goodness. But yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's so great when you have the right spouse, the right person beside you, Jake. I mean, Jim and I, you know, been together a long time now, and so we know what it's like to have the wrong person. We know what it's like to have the right person, and so you and Lacey have always, to me, just seemed like two peas in a pod. And now with the two beautiful little daughters, Olive and Violet, I mean, they're just going to grow up wanting to be in fitness and healthy, because I mean that's your life, you know. It's all about health and wellness and fitness of some sort or another.
Yes, absolutely.
So Jim and I, that's we still lift weights and still go to the gym. I don't know, I kind of want Jim to compete again. I don't know if he will. We've had some issues, and it's something that I won't ever do, but we will promote fitness. Mm-hmm. All types of fitness, whether it's strongman competition, bodybuilding, running, you know, so this is how we're going to stay in the fitness industry. And so I just think it's going to be a great event, don't you, Jim?
I do. I said that at the beginning of the program, and now, you know, I'm even more confident.
Yes, and I'm excited about where it's going to be, and excited that you've already got 17 people signed up. That's a very good sign. Very good sign.
Yes, I'm very excited. And just so everyone's aware, you know, the sport is called Strong Man.
Yeah, what about the women? Yes, I was going to ask you about that.
Miss Maria, you would not believe what some of these women that compete at these strongman competitions can do. And, you know, there are competitions popping up in Florida that are women-specific. So
wow.
The whole competition is just strong women
wow.
competing. And so at this competition, we have a novice women's division. So if a woman has never, you know, or doesn't have much exposure to strongman implements and wants to try it out, we have a novice women's division. We also have four
master's division.
There you go. Well, you know, 64. They want a 64-year-old grandma. I will go and pick up that tennis ball and carry it as far as you want me to carry it.
And we have four women's open divisions. For varying weight classes that they could enter, and I'm not kidding. Like when you get to one of these solid strongman competitions, like the Central Georgia Strongest Man, these women are called strongman, but there are strong women that compete and do phenomenally. So don't think that the sport is just for our male competitors. It is not.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because you know that was kind of you know not. Strong man, where's the strong woman? You know,
sure.
You have to be politically correct here now.
Sure.
I just think it's great. I think it's interesting. I think it's great. I think South Georgia is being exposed to some things that they've not been exposed to before. And I just think it's exciting.
Jake, you touched on this earlier, but let me ask again. So are there weight categories or height and weight? How's that work?
Sure. So it's only weight. It's only weight. I'll go through the men's divisions really quick. We have a novice 220 and under. So if you weigh 220.0 pounds or less and you want to enter a novice division, we have that. We have a novice 220 and up. So it's everybody that weighs 220.1 and up. That would be that novice division. And then for the men's, we have a lightweight, which is 181. We have a middleweight, which is 220. We have a heavyweight, which is 275. And we have a super heavy, which essentially has no cap. And then for the women's divisions, we have that novice, and then we have a 165. We have three open classes. I'm sorry, I said four earlier. We have a 165, we have a heavyweight, which is 198, and then we have a super heavyweight class as well.
Okay, there's not a class for me, Jim, so I don't weigh that much.
Class for everybody.
I don't weigh that much.
it's that bottom number and under. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm scared of. It's under, you know.
So yes, it's only by weight. It's not by height. So I've competed against individuals who have 3 or 4 inches on me, but they are a little bit leaner, and then I've competed against individuals who are 3 or 4 inches shorter than me, and they are some thick son of a guns. And so different. The cool thing is in strongman, different events favor different builds.
Body types, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you've got we've got our highest Atlas stone our lightest Atlas stone will have to be loaded to the highest platform, and it'll be 56 inches high. Well, if a guy's only 5'4", you know, that's going to be difficult for them to get the stone that high, whereas if somebody's 6'4", they essentially just have to stand up
and then throw whatever, right.
So it's cool how different things like that favor different individuals.
Well, now, Jake, you've said you've competed before. How have you done in some of these strongman competitions?
So I have been blessed to not miss the podium yet.
Okay.
In my very first strongman competition, I competed in the novice class, and there were 16 competitors, and I was able to get third. Going into the last event, it was up to the last event for who would get first, second, and third. Me and the other two guys were very close, and I ended up squeaking out with third. And they have just like they have unwritten rules in bodybuilding in terms of who can compete where, they have unwritten rules in strongman too. So they say if you place top three in a novice class in strongman, you should do novice no more.
Right.
So only open from there on out. And in the open class competitions I've competed in, I've placed either third or second in those as well. I've yet to get my first win. I'm hoping to get my first open win in March.
Oh, good.
I think I'm training hard for that competition. But yeah, that's how it's gone so far.
You'll have to give us the date on that in Macon. I'd like to go see that.
It's March,
Jim.
March the 4th. Yep, it's actually in – I keep saying Macon because that's where it was last year. It's in Perry.
Oh, Perry, and okay.
A little bit closer for us.
Yeah.
It's at Totem Training, T-O-T-E-M.
Totem Training in Macon. I'll have to in Perry, I mean.
Well, Jake, is it a possibility, you know, maybe one day down the road, do you have an interest in maybe someday opening a strongman gym here in South Georgia, maybe in Valdosta?
I think that would be incredible. I think that we need to expose the community to the sport, spark some interest, and show them that this thing exists. I think so many people would honestly, I know that people will watch it on, if they've never seen it before, have never done it, they'll watch it on TV, that World's Strongest Man stuff, and they'll say, ooh, that looks horrible for your body, or hey, you know, that stuff isn't for me, it looks too rough or too gritty, you know. But I truly believe a lot of people would fall in love with the sport if they just knew about it and they touched the things for once or twice. So yeah, that would be amazing if down the road we could get a strongman community in this area collectively to have a place to train together, because it is difficult for one individual to be able to acquire all of the unique implements. You know, in bodybuilding, if you've got a barbell and a few dumbbells, you're pretty good, you know, and you can do a lot of stuff with that. But in strongman, for example, an Atlas stone, if you don't have an Atlas stone, it's difficult to mimic an Atlas stone exactly. You can do some stuff, but it's difficult to mimic it exactly, or something we call a Husafell stone. Difficult to mimic. So it's difficult for individuals to acquire all of those different pieces. So yes, it would be incredible to one day down the road have this one central location with all this collective equipment for people to try.
And I'm just curious. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Sure.
And I don't know the answer to this, but I do suspect. Seems like somewhere in the back of my mind, I remember some of the really good professionals being from the state of Georgia.
There have been quite a few strongmen. I will say when you get to the world's strongest man and like the Giants Live level, there aren't too many active right now that are from the state of Georgia, but I will say that when you take that step down, we're still talking about professional strongmen, just not the world's strongest man or Giants Live strongmen. When we're talking about the open and then the 105-kilo classes, that kind of stuff, there are a ton of incredibly successful professional strongmen from the Southeast in general and also in the state of Georgia. The Southeast down here is just loaded with strongman talent. on that professional level, for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, I know, you know, Maria and I, you know, have come into contact with a lot of competitive powerlifters through our Fit Talk endeavors. You know, how big of a jump is it to go from that sport to this sport?
I would say a small jump. I wouldn't say that it's when you compete in powerlifting. Excuse me, and I speak lightly here because I've never competed in powerlifting, so I'm coming from a point of ignorance on that aspect. But they move a lot of heavyweight around, right? They might do it a little differently than strongman competitors do, and you know, for example, if someone wants to maximize optimally their deadlift, if they want to pull the most amount of weight they can off of a bar, yeah, they need to have a really strict hip hinge, right? They need to have a relatively straight-ish back. You can't do that with some strongman implements, right? You can't have a really rigid hip hinge when it comes to Atlas stones or sandbags. So I say all that to say this. A competitive power lifter has the strength. It's there to be successful in strongman, even in a novice division of the first competition. It would just take a little bit of technical tweaking and their willingness to step outside of that technical box that you have to be in for powerlifting. But no, absolutely possible.
So they, even though it's a totally different sport, that they might have some small step ahead right now if they've been involved, just because they have the strength, the raw strength.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I've seen.
They need to work on technique because of the different implements.
Yes, 100%. I've seen in competitions guys show up who are active gym, maybe not necessarily even professional or not just professional, but competitive powerlifters. But guys who are in the gym all the time and are incredibly strong. Now, they might not show up and blow everybody out of the water, again, do that technical aspect, but they show up and they hold their own very well, and they perform better than most think they would because they have that foundation of strength.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the CrossFit people probably need to explore this because they're fearless anyway.
Absolutely. You would not believe. It's funny. I put on a few strongman classes this past summer at CrossFit Wintersville, and some of those individuals, some of those CrossFit athletes, they're phenomenal. They are. I was talking to somebody, one of those CrossFit athletes there, and I was like, maybe not from pro to pro, but as far as the amateur level, just your amateur whatever competition or competitive outlet athlete, CrossFit athletes eat everybody else's lunch. Because I was bringing my sandbags and logs and everything, and those CrossFit athletes who had had no exposure to that stuff before were just doing stuff, doing those movements with those weights that, if done in a competition, would be competitive. It was phenomenal to see them do it.
I'll bet. You know, and to me, I mean, the CrossFit just kind of draws a competitive type person, like I say, a fearless competitive person,
right?
Anyway, in general. So I could see where they would just, at first sight, just kind of flock to the equipment. I want to try that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's just like anything else. You're probably going to have a lot of spectators, people coming to see what's going to happen in April, on April 15th, like we did at our MPC show. And we had right at 60 competitors, and we were proud. But we packed out that Matthew City Auditorium, and we were surprised. But it was people coming from just to see what it was all about, mm-hmm. to see if we could put on a show. And that's what they're going to do here for you. I mean, sure. You're the local boy, though. We aren't local, although I feel like I'm local because I worked here for so long and everybody knows us, you know, because of the radio show and me and my affiliation with Wintersville Fitness and Factor X Fitness and everything. So, but I'm going to get the word out. We're going to get the word out. We'll be talking about this, Jake, from now until the event on Fit Talk. I'm going to probably write an article about it for Fit Talk magazine. So I'm working on that stuff right now. So I'll get with you on that. And so that should help too. But we're just excited for you. And thank you for coming on the show tonight and sharing with us and telling us all about it. Tell them one more time, how they can get involved, and what the date is and the time.
Yes,
Jake.
Absolutely. So, the competition is called South Georgia's Strongest Man. It's going to be on Saturday, April the 15th. The athletes are going to, if you do end up signing up, you'll get all this information. But athletes are going to start meeting at 8 a.m., but we will probably start the competition events around 9 or 9:30 a.m. And it will run until we're done. You know, that will be determined by the number of athletes we have. If we have fewer athletes, we'll get done sooner. If we have more athletes, we'll get done later. But those competitions usually don't run any later than 4 or 5 p.m., but you know, obviously people are free to come and go. If you want to register or just simply learn more about the event, I've included so much information on the landing page for the competition. It's at ironpodium.com. So you would punch in ironpodium.com, and in the little search bar, or you can click find an event, and you would just punch in South Georgia's Strongest Man, and this competition will come up, and you can click it, and it will have all of more information than you want on this thing, all of the details about the rules for the events, what you can use, what you can't use, that type of stuff. And then at the very bottom, you can click athlete registration if you're interested in registering. If you want to keep up with the competition, from my standpoint, I have created an Instagram page for the competition, and the Instagram page is literally South Georgia's Strongest Man. Georgia is spelled out, and there's no apostrophe after Georgia's. So it's just South Georgia's Strongest Man. It's an Instagram page, and I post on there almost daily, at least on the story, and then a lot of posts giving you updated information about sponsors and events and rules and stuff. And then if you want to get in contact with me specifically, I create an email called SouthGeorgiaStrongestMan@gmail.com, and you can shoot me an email. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. And I appreciate y'all letting me come on tonight.
You're going to let you come. We're going to let you come back in March after your event and tell us about it. And remind everybody about April 15th. And Jim and I are going to put it on our schedule. We're going to be there to cover it, April the 15th. So very, very exciting. Thank you, Jake, for being such a great guest tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, Melba Weeks, thanks for joining us on Facebook. And very quickly, I want to remind all of our listeners, I think most of you are aware of what happened with Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin, and you know, due to a hit in a game the other night, he was badly injured. In fact, his heart stopped. They had to do CPR on him. I think his heart, he had to be revived twice, I think. And but anyway, continue to pray for him. Actually, some good news today. He's improving.
He's able to communicate with
some people by writing on a paper, I think. And one of the first things he asked was, you know, did we win the game? So, of course, he would ask that.
But, right, and they didn't even play it. They didn't even play the game.
But continue to pray for him, and that he will continue to improve.
And continue to pray for one of our sponsors, Sean and Melissa Eikenberry. Sean has lost a parent and his father, and is in Ohio making arrangements about that. So please keep them in your prayers. Just great people. We love them. Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix, and Wintersville Fitness. So, and I'm going to get to use my bike that I was given as a gift from Valdosta Bike Center, hopefully soon here as the weather gets warmer.
Oh, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed we're going to get on them bikes.
Going to get on them bikes.
Everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.